Teresa Evans from Citizens Advice Bureau North Canterbury. Morena, how are you?
Morena, I'm well, thank you.
Hey, thanks so much for coming in. It's what's been quite a chilly day today, isn't it?
It's cold out. Yeah. Just walking from our office to yours,
yep.
Just a bit chilly.
So you're just up in High Street, so you've probably got a bit of sunshine on the way down.
Yes, hopefully. Yeah,
which is nice. So before we get into it, I just wanted to pass over to you some news that you have about the fashion show that you've got coming up. Tell us what's happening with the ticket. Can we still get a ticket?
No.
Oh, sold
out. And normally that would be a bad thing, but it's actually a good thing because we've sold out. We've sold the number. There are no door sales, unfortunately, because we, we're restricted on how many people can be in there. But we're so delighted and very, very grateful to the North Canterbury community for supporting us, particularly the retail shops,
secondhand
shops that have allowed us to use some of their dresses items. and other items. So it's going to be fun.
And so people will be able to, I guess, who managed to get tickets, because I'm sorry if you missed out. Look, there might be another opportunity. Maybe you might do this again. So I guess the people who are there get the opportunity to buy some of the
items. Believe so. Yeah, yes, I think there are things on sale.
So the money that all the tickets have been sold out. So the money, where does that go?
It comes to Citizens Advice. We, like most community groups, have to go out with our hand out and ask for support.
Yeah.
And it's getting tighter and tighter in the pool of money that's available. So it will go towards keeping our doors open and allowing us to help clients in North Canterbury with any issue that they have.
Absolutely. And that leads really nicely into Teresa. What does a Citizens Advice Bureau do? Because there still could be people out there who have no idea. Tell us more.
We're a local community service, a hub, if you like, and we've got trained volunteer interviewers, and we offer anyone and everyone a wide range of free, confidential and impartial information or options or help on any matter. So frequently people are unaware of the help that's available to them, and sometimes they also find approaching a large statutory agency a bit formidable, whether it's Work and Income or MSD, anything like that can be a little intimidating for people. Having said that, we find that we work well with those organisations
alongside,
and there are fabulous people in there.
Yeah.
But it's more the how do I get in touch with them, and I've been on the phone for ages and I can't talk to anybody, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So we can be the bridge sometimes between that, if we can.
A great connection, I think.
Yeah,
absolutely. So how does a CAB volunteer help a client?
Well, the first task is to listen well and discuss the client's issue in a calm way, asking for clarification if it's needed, and finding out what steps the client's taken already. And the volunteer might provide information on relatively straightforward matters such as a brochure or a phone number or a website or an email address, or it can be to listen for the volunteer at length to find out what the main problem is and assisting in helping the client gain access to whichever service will provide the most appropriate help and assure that there's nothing that'll hinder them from getting that help. And it can be anything from strengthening the confidence of the person, because if a person can talk things over with a volunteer, even practice what they might like to say, or we can help with a wee script even, if that's what someone needs. And sometimes we'll make approaches on their behalf. We don't do advocacy.
Right.
We would love to and hope to do that in the future, as in physically going with a client. But we can, with the client in the office and with their permission, we can phone an agency. It can be a government agency, or it could be something about the power bill or the phone bill, or anywhere else where they've had difficulty in communicating. We can take over that initial contact, say we're from Citizens Advice and we're representing so-and-so, they've given us permission and they're actually here with us, because we won't do it without the client there. Yeah. And then we can help with that conversation. We can use two phones, we can listen. Yeah. We don't put things on speaker because there may be another client that can hear that. So, we basically do whatever we can to support the client.
I love the fact that you can help with the likes of CVs, like people are maybe trying to put a CV together or, looking at options for maybe that aren't school kind of focused, maybe like youth service or, you know, places like that, that you can maybe help families to connect and find those resources.
That's right. We'll often get people coming in saying, we just don't know where to look. We understand that there is somewhere we can go for X help, but we've looked and we can't find it. So we can offer that, and quite often we can offer other options in addition to what they've already heard of. So it just gives them the ability to choose, as opposed to having to just take whatever is on offer. That's not always the case, but wherever we can, we'll help give a broader perspective.
And the great part with that is you're an impartial perspective. So sometimes when you're dealing with maybe a really tricky situation in your life, and you don't know where do I start with that whole situation, who do I talk to? I've got so many questions, but I don't know which one to ask.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we've got no time limit on our interviews. We do have a limit. Sometimes we get clients who become a bit too reliant, and they'll keep coming back, and we can help to a certain extent, and we will.
Yeah.
However, if it's the same issue all the time, then we have to
try and narrow it
down for them.
Yeah.
However, whatever it is, even if it's like it may be a family situation where you're not sure if something's going to happen, maybe that there may be a separation, or there's a child that's whose behaviour you're having difficulty managing, and they're having difficulty managing. It can be, because all of us, just about all of us, are grandparents, and we've raised children, and we've got lots of life experience. We've got former teachers and medical staff, engineers, people who've raised families, people who've worked in offices, a lot of people who've done charity work through their life and also do other charity work. So there's so much life experience at Citizens Advice. So we can listen. We can speak a bit from our experience, but we have to be careful that we don't colour what we talk to the client about by our own experience.
Yeah. Ultimately, it needs to be their decision. You give them the information.
Yeah. So we empower them with information, and then they go and do what they need to do.
Wonderful. Teresa, is there is another wider role for CAB nationally, isn't there?
There is. We're part of a national organisation, and we see ourselves as a champion of people's rights, and that includes working to solve underlying causes. So we believe it's important for everyone in New Zealand to participate in their community and access services, and that people who've got less power in a situation aren't exploited. So every time a person comes to Citizens Advice, we record what they sought help about and what we did in response. So our service provides us with unique information about the issues affecting people in communities nationwide. And so we use those to appear before select committees in Wellington at Parliament. And we also work, you know, we argue for social change, really. Mm. You know, we from time to time put spotlight reports out, which is literally what it's saying. We spotlight an issue. The most recent one is around youth. But we've also done them about digital exclusion, you know, people who don't have access to Wi-Fi, smartphones, that sort of thing, agencies and other companies that you can only access online. And there are so many people either can't or won't do that.
Yeah.
We've done emergency housing, employment, all those sorts of things. So all the information that we get, so I'm talking to the audience here, so you as a client may come to see CAB, but you may be making a contribution towards a bigger end, if you like, of your piece of information will join pieces of information from lots of other people around the country, and it could be that this thing that you think is particular to yourself is actually an issue for a lot of people,
and it could create that
and it could
change.
Create that movement to affect some social change. That's so we love that part of it as well. So we're doing the sort of micro work in our community, and then the macro work is what we do, nationwide influencing government policy, business, that sort of thing.
That is wonderful. Now we're just about out of time, unfortunately, Teresa. So can you just let us know how we would contact you?
So people are welcome to come to our office, 209 High Street, and that's the laneway between High Street and the library. It runs parallel to the council building. You can phone us on 03 313 8822, or an 0800 number 367 222, and email North Canterbury, which is one word, northcanterbury@cab.org.nz.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for your time, and I'm sure everyone will have a fantastic time at the Sold Out Fashion Show, which is a fantastic fundraiser for all the amazing work that you and the volunteers do at North Canterbury Citizens Advice. We thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Compass FM.